This episode of the Conscious Man Podcast brought to you by Jeremy Gandy Tattoos and Body Piercing at Artistic Encounter in Deep Ellum, Dallas, Texas. Go check them out. Mention the Conscious Man and receive a 10% discount off the price of your tattoo or body piercing. It is not just a tattoo. It is an experience that will last an entire lifetime. Yo, what's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Conscious Man Podcast. I am your host, Scott Pagliaccio. This podcast is designed to help you. To help you grow, to help you develop, to help you stretch into what's truly possible for you as a human being in that beautiful body of yours on this planet at this time in space. So if you get some benefit from this podcast, do us a favor. Go over to iTunes, write us a review, rate us, share it. Share it with a friend, a family member, a coworker, on Facebook, on Instagram, wherever, with whomever, and at whatever level you feel comfortable sharing. Thank you if you're joining us, if you're coming back to join us, and welcome if you're new. Greatly appreciate you taking the time out of your day, morning, evening, afternoon, whatever it is for you to listen. This certainly wouldn't be possible without your listenership. And I'm just excited to be here. It's been a challenging fucking week. My life has been turbulent inside of my head and my body and my experience of life. I don't know if any of you experience challenges, you know, in your family, in your work, in pursuing your dreams. But what I've noticed is in the pursuit of something greater, because I just don't want to have a job, raise a family, and fucking die. I feel like I've been blessed with an opportunity to do more, to be a leader, to help. And I know that there are so many of you out there that have the desire to do the same. And in the pursuit of our dreams and of our goals and of something more, there's going to be some challenges. There's going to be some obstacles. And it's going to be difficult. And I feel like that's what's going on for me right now. It's been challenging. There's been obstacles. There's things in my life that I don't want to face, but I have to get to the other side. Because on the other side of the obstacle is freedom. You know, my biggest obstacle is my relationship with my children and with their mother. Learning how to navigate that in the most conscious way has been the biggest challenge of my entire life thus far. And as I work on myself, as I go and I spend thousands and thousands of dollars on, you know, developing myself relationally, I notice that incrementally my relationships get better. And then I get kicked in the balls and I feel like I go 10 steps backwards and I'm challenged again. I don't know if any of you are experiencing challenges in your relationships. And I realize that the path through is to face them head on. It's to get some tools. It's to find some practical tools that I didn't learn growing up to help me navigate them, to find mentors, to find people to interview on this podcast that have gone through what I'm going through. And then I want to share that with you, because I imagine I'm not the only one going through challenges relationally. And by relationally, I don't just mean your kids, your family. It could be with work, could be with your body, could be with your nutrition, could be with your spirituality. And I feel like there's just constant growth that has to occur in all areas of my life for me to be better for the people in my life. And I can't expect to be a great leader and not continually work on myself. So lately, I've been wanting to shrink and play small and not show up, and it's been a struggle just to get here. And another thing I've realized is I have to have a community of people, surround myself with a community of people that will help me work through the challenges. Because if I was left to my own devices, I would run my patterns, which would be to shut down, go away, quit, play small, not show up, avoid, numb out, distract, dissociate, whatever it is. And I'm noticing that having a community of people that I can reach out to express how I'm feeling, no matter how it is I'm feeling, not just happy and joyous and wins all the time, but when I'm falling on my face and when I'm not feeling like showing up, that I can reach out in the most difficult periods and know that I won't be judged, I won't be shamed, I'll just be seen and heard and challenged. You know, it's not just being in a victim mindset and staying there. It's asking to be challenged and to be seen in my blind spots and be seen in a way that I can show up stronger. And I guess that's what this podcast is about. What I noticed I wanted to talk about was having a great community of people that will call me forward, that won't just let me stay in my victim, that will see me there, but know that I have something more to offer, and that will call me forward to step into my warrior. So I belong to a men's group. I know I've talked about this before, the Mankind Project. I personally, as a man, need another group of conscious men that will constantly challenge me and call me forward into becoming the best version of myself that I can possibly be. And then I have other friends that I surround myself with that are creative and loving and kind and can hold space for me, and that will not allow me to run away and hide. That they'll challenge me. And I have an amazing girlfriend who does the same. This is absolutely the first relationship I've ever had that I don't feel blamed. I don't feel shamed. I have an amazing partner that can hold space for me and calls me forward and sees me for who I truly am and for who I'm becoming, rather than how I think I am. So I highly recommend you surround yourself with people who are growth-oriented if you're looking to do and become the best version of yourself. Because it's true, you are who you surround yourself with. And I'm choosing to surround myself with growth-oriented people. And it's challenging as fuck. You know, it's challenging as fuck to constantly have to show up not play small, not hide out, not pretend, but to actually, you know, bring all of me to the table when sometimes I don't want to. Like, this has been one of those weeks where I really don't want to show up. I didn't want to do this podcast. I wanted to hide out. And there's just some shit that's moving through me. Some heavy emotion. And what my pattern is to avoid. And I didn't want to do that. So this is just what's going on for me right now. Just moving through some heavy shit. Wanting to shut down, but showing up instead. So my intention was not to put on a mask and show up all happy and the happiness guru and everything's great in my life, because it doesn't feel like it is. It feels like shit. I don't feel like facing it. And I'm going to anyway. The only way is to go through, to face it head on, to show up, even if I think this is shit. Even if you think this podcast is fucking shit, this is the best that I could do. This is the best that I could do in this moment with what I'm facing. And what I'm noticing is, I'm feeling stronger in myself for just showing up and being who I am and sharing with you what's going on for me. It's not easy sometimes, man. It's not easy to show up and talk about this, being challenged with in my family life. But I know this isn't the end, you know? This is just the beginning. And there's going to be lots of days like this, and there's going to be lots of times like this. There's going to be lots of challenges and lots of bumps in the road. And I've given myself permission to be sloppy. And I know I've mentioned this several times in several podcasts. I have given myself permission to be sloppy. And I have also challenged myself to show up when I don't want to. And I'm doing that. So this is a huge win. Because there's lots of times where I just want to run away. I don't want to face what's difficult. I don't want to face the challenges with my kids. I don't want to face the challenges in my relationships. I don't want to face the challenges in myself. I don't want to go to the gym. I want to eat sugar. I want to shut down. I want to watch Netflix for 75 hours. And instead, I'm not. I'm here talking to all of you in the hopes that, I don't know what the fuck I hope. I don't have any, you know, I don't have specific hope or anything. I don't have an expectation. It's just showing up and being raw. I feel raw. I feel scared. I feel like I'll be judged. I feel like you'll think less of me. And I don't care. I showed up. I didn't hide. I didn't put on a mask. I didn't pretend. I'm here sharing all of me with all of you. And this is what's up right now. And, yeah. It's not always all sunshine and ravioli and feeling good and looking good. Some days I don't, and this is one of those days, but I'm feeling better. So if you get some benefit from this rant, this piece that I put out, cool. That's all that I could, that is, there's my hope. All I could hope is that you get something out of this. I don't have an expectation that you will. All that I could ask is that I show up and I do the best that I could. And if this is the best that I can do in this moment, then it's good enough. It's better than not showing up. It's better than running away. It's better than hiding. It's better than letting myself down. It's better than letting all of you down. So cool. I showed up. I did the fucking work. I did the best that I could. So if you get some benefit from this podcast today, share it. Put it out into the universe. Let others know that sometimes it's going to be hard. And you're going to have a difficulty showing up. And you're not going to want to. And you're going to want to run away. And you're going to want to avoid. And you're going to want to pretend like you've got it all together. Sometimes you feel like you don't. And you just keep working through it. And you keep showing up. And you reach out. You reach out to your community of growth-oriented friends, family members who are going to not only support you, but they're going to challenge you. And I have many of those friends, and I've been reaching out over the last couple days, and they've been holding the space for me, and they've been challenging me and supporting me. And here we are. So, thank you again for joining me here. I greatly appreciate you taking the time to listen and check out our new sponsor. That's one thing I'm super grateful for is Jeremy Gandy over at Artistic Encounter and the whole crew, Billy Jack, my brother. What's up? Big shout out. Our listenership is growing. That's one thing I'm grateful for. Our ability to reach more people is growing. Our sponsorship is growing. So I have a lot to be grateful for. I am challenged and I am supported and I am loved and I love and challenge and will challenge and support all of you in whatever your endeavors are. You can hit me up at theconsciousman.net. We have an email there. Hit me up if there's anything I can do to serve you in a deeper way, because that's what this podcast is all about, is truth. And in service and helping to elevate the collective consciousness of the entire universe. So, in closing, what I want to say is I love you. I love myself. This wasn't easy. And I did it. And I couldn't do it without your help. So, thank you. All right. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.